Okay, so how I did join the chair, it was by surprise because I was not thinking about going abroad. But the chair contacted me via LinkedIn. I gave a talk in my former university and they made a lot of advertisement of it. So this publication get a little bit, let's say, famous in LinkedIn. Not famous, but enough to reach people in here that became interesting and contact me. Of course, after I need to apply and do all the process, and there were more candidates. It's not that they say yes, come here, but they suggest like we have open positions. If you want to apply, there are going to be more competitors, but you seem like a profile that could fit. So what I am doing now and what I am working is basically in anonymizing trajectory data. So we all know what is a trajectory, or roughly we know the idea because we use all the time our mobile devices and we share our location and we search for the closest places and we ask, how can I reach this point? So we all want to share in somehow our position and our location to have the advantages of technology in this branch. But at the same time, we all know that this data can be super sensitive. You can know if the person was ill because he or she was in the hospital, or maybe who is dating because he or she visit the house all the time, and all the kinds of information that you can imagine can be extracted of your trajectory. It's basically recording your life. So my work now is how to obtain this trade-off between privacy and utility, in the sense that I can share my location, I can share my data, also for not only for individual utilities, also for help the, for example, urbanistic design, or for the city hall to come, or the traffic management of the city to avoid traffic jams. But I want to preserve my privacy since the first moment. So my work is how to obtain this privacy, how to not share your data, but with noise enough, or with a certain mechanism that modify your data enough to be private. So I don't know it's your data. I don't know where have you been. But at the same time, I can use the properties, statistical properties of the data, to extract information useful for everyone. What is my research goal and what I want to achieve with my PhD? It's a difficult question with a lot of answers. Basically, I am inside of a project called Propolis Project that is about smart cities. So a goal would be helping this project and be useful in this project to make daily life of people easier. Of course, my goal is to do something productive and help people in the way I can, but also I like to being problems that are challenging for me and that I really enjoy solving them and thinking about them, and not only have the motivation of I am helping the others, also I am enjoying the time while I'm doing it.